We're doing the laws of Shabbat and what we're up to is if you have two pots on the fire. Now, we're going to assume the fire is covered. Let's say you have a plata. You have chont on the plata. Chont is bubbling, and it's Friday night, and you see that it's going to run out of liquid. So we know that you cannot add water from the tap to that chont, right? That would be a biblical prohibition. You're cooking the water on Shabbos. But let's say you have water that is boiled that's sitting on the plata as well, that's sitting on this covered fire. Would you be allowed to take water from the chaynik, from the urn that's boiling, and pour it into the chont? So technically you could, even when it's on the plata, that's okay. What would be, if you don't want to pour it directly, because your hot water, your tea kettle, you want to keep it powered. You're going to use it tomorrow morning for a cup of coffee when you guys come learn, right? So you're going to pour milk into your coffee. So you want that water to remain powered in there. If you pour directly from the chaynik onto your fleishik, your meaty chulent, you're running into problems. You shouldn't do that lechatchila. Ideally, you don't pour directly from a tea kettle that you want the water in the kettle to remain powered. You don't pour directly onto meat, onto, even though there's a stream, you're not dipping the kettle into the pot, but once there's a stream that goes from the kettle onto the meat, that's not right. We don't do that. We say flavor can transfer even so. So what you want to do is pour from the tea kettle into a cup, pour from the cup into the pot of chon. Now, when you're pouring from the tea kettle into the cup, now it's no longer going from a pot that's on the fire into another pot on the fire, but rather it is going from the tea kettle on the fire into a cup, into a kli rishon, and from the kli rishon being poured into a pot. So the best way to do that would be by taking a ladle, dipping it into the, let's say, water, and pouring it in there. Because the ladle that sits immersed in the hot water, we said that ladle, there's room to say that ladle is still that same kli rishon, not like the cup that's a kli sheni. Right? If you pour from the kettle is kli rishon, into the cup that's a kli sheni, back into the pot that's of chont on the fire, you're pouring back into a kli rishon. When you take a ladle and put it in the water, so that ladle, according to some opinions, becomes a kli rishon, because the ladle is immersed in the water. And then you pick it up and pour it in. Now, what we have to know about a ladle is that sticking a ladle or mixing something can sometimes help the cooking process. So ordinarily, when something is on the fire, we don't stick in a ladle. If you want to take chulent from the chulent that's on the fire, you don't stick in a ladle and start digging out the chulent, because we say the mixing of the chulent also helps it cook on the fire. So the only time that would be okay would be in water. We say water doesn't cook better when you mix it. So water, you have no problem sticking a ladle into the water, taking out water and pouring it into the chulent. But let's say you have two pots of chulent, and one of them has more liquid than the other, and you want to stick the ladle into one, take out some chulent, pour it into the other with the liquid, and that way you'll have more liquid that you wouldn't be able to do. What you could do is take off the surface, take off the top, take some gently in a way that you wouldn't be mixing. That would be okay. Yeah?
Wouldn't you have a problem, though, about the power of the ladle? Because you take on the water and then you pour it into the cup.
Well, with a ladle, you could you more easily have a situation,
so
right?
Touch. Right. You gotta do a high rise drop then, right?
I guess, yeah.
There's no problem with the chulent steam. Like
there could be a problem with that too, right? So you gotta figure out how to do that. I don't know, my chulent doesn't steam so much, but you're right, that could be a problem too.
The steam is
also. Let's wait. Let's focus on halacha, and right, we'll do philosophy in a minute. Okay, so we just mentioned how you could add water to the chont. You take it from a kli rishon that's on the fire and pour it in, or pour from that kli rishon into a cup and pour it directly in. Obviously, you don't let that cup cool off. Right? So far, so good.
So you could pour it into the cup sheni and put it in? Is that what you said?
Correct. Okay. Let's say you have a big pot of chulent, and you're having half of the Mechon Meir guys over for Friday night, and you're going to serve them that chulent. But you're going to have, you and your wife are still going to have some chulent Shabbos morning. So you want to save something. So what you could do is take a smaller pot and clean smaller pot and put that smaller pot on the plata, pour into that smaller pot from the big pot, and then take the big pot and serve it. Even though you're pouring from the big pot into a small pot that has nothing, but you could transfer from one vessel to another vessel on the fire. You would not be able to take the big pot, take it outside, pour it into the small pot that's sitting on the table or on the counter, then take that pot off the counter and put it back on the plata. That you shouldn't do. The details of that enter the details of Hachzara, and that Be'ezrat Hashem is the topic we will be beginning next time, which is the topic of when can you put something back onto the fire. Meaning, until now we've been discussing cooking, we've been discussing Kli Rishon, or transferring things on the fire, when they're all on the fire. Now we're, Be'ezrat Hashem, next time we're going to go into the whole concept of Hachzara, putting something back onto the fire, which will lead us into the discussion of Shehiya, leaving things on the fire from Friday going into Shabbos. How did it get there to begin with? So you have the laws of Shehiya and the laws of Achzara. Shehiya means to leave something on the fire from Friday afternoon going into Shabbos. Achzara is returning it to the fire on Shabbos itself. Be'ezrat Hashem, we'll pick up with that next time.